Today, this will be discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter number 12, Text number 28. So this will discuss two things in today's class. One is about this particular shloka. Secondly, today is the philosophy or the determinancy of Silahadira Thakur. Especially Silahadira Thakur, the Bhavati Mahamotsavuki. We'll discuss about that also.
of one's own self.
Right knowledge of one's own self.
Mune. From the learned philosopher,
Vyasa
Sutta,
the
son of Vyasa,
Asau,
he,
Hitva,
quitting
Idam,
this material attachment,
Dripa,
O king,
Gangayam,
on the bank of the Ganges,
yes,
Siti,
will
go
Adha,
directly
Akuta
Vayam, the life of fearlessness. Transmission. After inquiring for proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, who is a great philosopher, he will renounce all material attachments and achieve a life of fearlessness. Kindly repeat after me. After inquiring about proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, who will be a great philosopher, he will renounce all material attachments and achieve the life of fearlessness. Material knowledge means ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. Philosophy means to seek after the right knowledge of one's own self or the knowledge of the self-realization. Without self-realization, philosophy is dry speculation or a waste of time and energy. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right knowledge of one's own self, and by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get free from material attachment and enter into the kingdom of fearlessness. This material world is fearfulness. Its prisoners are always fearful as within a prison house. In the prison house, no one can violate the jail rules and regulations, and violating the rules means another term for extension of prison house. Similarly, we in this material existence are always fearful. This fearfulness is called anxiety. Everyone in the material life, in all species and varieties of life, is full of anxiety, either by breaking or without breaking the laws of nature. Liberation or mukti means getting relief from this constant anxiety. This is possible only when the anxiety is changed to the devotional service of the law. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us a chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. This is done in the association of a learned philosopher like the self-realized Sukadeva Goswami, the great son of Srila Vyasadeva. Maharaja Parikshit, after receiving warning of his death, took advantage of this opportunity by association with Sukadeva Goswami and achieved that desired result. There is a sort of imitation of this respiting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam by professional men. And their foolish audience thinks that they will get free from the clutches of material attachment and attain the life of fearlessness. Such imitative hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is a caricature only, and one should not be misled by such a performance of Bhagavata Saptaha undertaken by rigorously greedy fellows to maintain an establishment of material enjoyment.
ॐ अज्ञानात् निरन्धस्य ग्रहणशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं नमः कस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः ओकां करोति वाचलं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्पातम् अहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं येन कारणम् श्रीचैतन्या मनोवृत्तं स्थापितं हेतभूतले अयं रूपा कदा मास्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवां च ீரூபம் நமோ மகாவதன்யாய நமோ பிராமணேவாய கோபிராமணாய நமோ விஷ்ணுபாதாயே
As you all know, this chapter is entitled The Birth of Emperor Parikshit. Very wonderful sloka is this. So nicely, so progressively, Srila Prabhupada has given his explanation in this particular verse. First of all, how nicely he is beginning, describing what is known as a material knowledge. Very nicely he is deducing, it is said to be the material knowledge which will not give us an awareness of one's own self, or which will not lead us to self-realization, that is considered to be the material knowledge. Also, slowly is progressing and is measuring this particular day. What is known as an exact or a bona fide philosophy? He is giving it as an exact opposite. Philosophy means it is a right knowledge which helps us to understand one's own self, or which helps us to realize us, to realize the soul. This is the right philosophy. He also says in this particular verse, if somebody studies a philosophy, or if somebody takes it as a course or something like that, if that philosophy do not help us for self-realization, he calls it as a dry philosophy. He calls it as a simple waste of time and energy. If something has to be called as a philosophy, the first symptom of a person who has studied the real philosophy is slowly he realizes himself. What is meant by realization? Self-realization means? How do we understand self-realization means? The first realization. What is the first realization? Yes, the first realization will be
slowly come to the stage of when he stands in front of the mirror, he does not see himself as a beautiful lady or a handsome man. He considers himself that to be the covering of his own self. That is the first stage of self-realization. That is the first clue whether the person is following the right philosophy or not. And what is the means or the mode which helps the living entity to undergo self-realization? Very nicely summarizing here, by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source. By regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source, one comes to this stage of self-realization. That is the first step, he says. And what are the symptoms of a person who has achieved self-realization? Slowly he develops the nature of detachment. That means he does not have that affinity towards material things. And that is the second stage, he says. First is the stage of self-realization. Then later he develops detachment from material things. Then he goes to the stage of fearlessness. That is what is told here. He will renounce from material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. In fact, the wonderful sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam also tells about the glories of hearing or reading Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. Yasyam vai Shruyamalayam Krishna Paramapurushe Bhakti Uttapate Punsha Shoka Moha Vidarata. For the meaning of this, Yasyam vai Shruyamalayam Krishna Paramapurushe. If one living entity or a person regularly hears or utters Srimad Bhagavatam, the loving devotional attitude towards Jagannath Krishna comes from within. Bhakti is not an external imposition or an injection from outside. Bhakti is well within everybody. Only thing is it has to be sad and patient. That's what this sloka is saying. Yasya vai Shruyamalayam Krishna Paramapurushe. The loving devotional attitude towards Lord Krishna awakens automatically. And also, apart from this, what are the advantages we get by listening to Srimad Bhagavatam regularly? Shoka Moha Palapaha. Shoka means lamentation. Lamenting for things which is not worthy of. Lamenting for things always, that is the normal nature of the living entity who is not fixed in devotional service. He laments for everything. Shoka, moha, moha means illusion. Maya, we say no, illusion. Very easily we get subdued or get enticed by Maya. Bhaya, fearfulness. Always we are fear of something or other. See how wonderfully the sloka is there. Bhakti Uttadati Pusha Shoka Moha Vayapaha. All these three things can be easily wiped out by regularly listening or uttering Srimad Bhagavatam. Who doesn't want to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam every day? Please raise your hand. See the advantage. See the advantage. Just by hearing or reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Shoka Moha Vayapaha, lamentation will go away from us. Illusion cannot play along with us. And fearfulness will go away. Who wants to read Srimad Bhagavatam or hear Srimad Bhagavatam from today onwards? Please raise your hand. Prabhupada is explaining this particular word as fearfulness. Kumbha, fear. Very nice example given is the situation of living entities in this particular world is exactly like a prisoner who is kept in the prison house. It is not just an analogy or just a, what you say, some sort of a comparison. It is a fact. How many of you agree whether this is a fact or not? How many of you agree this particular world is the prison house or not? Please raise your hand. Most of them. Let us try to understand from the viewpoint of Bhagavatam again, this particular word is termed as noted as Durga. Durga means jail. Let us not go in the just an overview. Unfortunately, we all wanted to become like Purushottama. Purushottama is the only man who is adored, is the only Purusha, is the only dominant person, is the only predominator. Somehow Bhagavatam says, unfortunately, even we developed such a nature, nasty nature. That is why that Purushottama who is there in Vaikuntha, we told, my dear sir, you want to behave like me like a Purushottama, you want to be a dominant person. But sorry to say, in this Vaikuntha, there is no chance. I want to create one Mahatattva where you can go and become a dominator. That is why this particular Purusha has been created for us because he developed such a nasty desire.
He is so confident within Bhagavatam.
So having come here, we tried very hard to become Purushottama, to become a dominant man, a dominator basically. But in pursuit of it, we have to teach him much more than our pursuit. Yes, sir. Merciless is taken from all corners. So, in reality, this where we are all here are two prisoners, basically. Two prisoners. Naturally, the situation in the prison is not conducive. We are always fearful. We are always in anxiety. Let me go out of this jail. Let me go out of this jail. Let me meet my real relatives, friends, etc. And also, it's given here, why the prisoners are put in the prison house is to rectify them. But on the contrary, if the prisoners does suffer mistakes or do not follow the course of conduct of a jail, naturally what happens? During the extension of this period, same thing works good for us. Same thing works good for us. We are here to be rectified. If we break the laws or the code of conduct as given by the law, Dharmastu Shastra, Bhagavat Pravitam, the course of conduct given by the law is being broken by us, again and again and again and again, we will be taking repeated words. Again, we will be in the same prison. And also, Prabhupada says, this fearful nature of anxiety. That is why another name of this material world is Kunta. You know, another name of this material world is Kunta. Kunta means anxiety, fearfulness, always in anxiety. That is another name of this material world is Kunta. That is why our Acharya like Madhvacharya, Amanda, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya, they all say, oh yes sir, you do not belong to this world, you belong to Vaikuntha. Kunta means place. Anxiety. What means no? Place where there is no anxiety is known as Vaikuntha. Kunta means place where there is full of anxiety. See how nice means mentioning progressively. Liberation or mukti means getting relief from this constant anxiety. We call liberation a mukti. One who has mukti is Mukunda, Jagannath, Krishna. Yeah. Liberation means getting relief from this constant anxiety. How do we get such a state, how do we get such a state? Prabhupada says, this is possible only when the anxiety changes towards the devotional samyukta bhakti yoga. This state of prevailing anxiety within us can be changed very nicely and lead towards mukti by involving in bhakti yoga. So wonderfully, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Apayeva Shanta Bhukti Bhukti Siddhi Kami Satanya Shanta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama, that means he do not have desire. Only desire is to satisfy Allah. Satisfying is Apayeva Shanta. He is very, very, very peaceful. Another symptom of the person, a devotee is when he follows devotee service, he should be peaceful. If he is equal, rather, then his execution is not correct. That is another symptom. Krishna Bhakta Nishkara Abhayeva Shanta Bhukti Bhukti Siddhi Kami Tarya Shanta. Bhukti means who? One who is from himself as a Karma Yogi. Bhukti Bhukti Impersonalist. Siddhi, one who does Ashtanga Yoga. All these different categories of yoga are mentioned in the scripture. But even if they follow, they never get permanent happiness. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami, because there is some sense of expectation is there in those categories of yoga system. That is why Sakali Ashanta, we are all restless, ceaseless. So don't go after these yoga systems. Please follow Bhakti Yoga. This is what Prabhupada is mentioning here. This is possible only when the anxiety is changed to the devotional service of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. When all our endeavor is towards senses, self-gratification, oriented towards this body, there will be constant anxiety within us. When the same senses, same anxiety is turned towards Bhakti Yoga, he can purify ourselves. There is no point in struggling. Prabhupada is so strongly. Be convinced, my dear devotees, be convinced. Without Bhakti Yoga or without Krishna, a person can never be happy. Be convinced about this. Go and tell to all others. Without Krishna and without Bhakti Yoga, there is no person of peace in our life. Very strongly he writes this. Finally, Prabhupada is summarizing here. In order to fix ourselves strongly in devotional service, to overcome from anxiety, and also Mahaprabhu says about this anxiety, he says, you know, this word, Durga or Kunta Nirja, is like a forest which is caught by fire, forest fire. What happens when there is a forest fire? Nobody can stop it. The animals like rat, lion, tiger, etc. These animals, they go helter-skelter. You know, lots of fear and fighting running here and there because of the gravity of the fire. The Mahaprabhu says it is exactly our situation. If it involves in karmic activities, our situation will be exactly like that. So let us turn our attention towards Bhakti Yoga. So nicely Prabhupada is summarizing here. How, with the aid of Srimad Bhagavatam, he can overcome fearlessness? Very nicely summarizes. First of all, it is told in the Nectar Devotion written by Srila Rupa Goswami, the sources, all the sources should be bona fide. Like for example, the base sources, the knowledge we derive from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam should be bona fide. Naturally, Srimad Bhagavatam is bona fide. It comes from one of the four bona fide sampradaya. We hardly have that. The transmitter devotee should be bona fide. For example, in this case, who is the transmitter? Who is in the knowledge here in Bhagavatam? Sudha Mani, Sudha Goswami. transmitter devotee should be bona fide. Receiver devotee, he also should be bona fide. Who is the example here? Parikshit Maharaj. When the base knowledge, when the transmitter and the receiver, when all are bona fide, then there will be wonderful difference. Even if one of the souls is not bona fide, they are going to be disappointed. That is why the association, Prabhupada is mentioning, this is done in the association of a learned philosopher like the Sacred Life of the Nirmala Swami. Extremely important, extremely important. With regard to association, I have just taken one extract from Bhakti Radhanta Sindhu. A very, very interesting one. Let us listen to this properly. In the Hari Bhakti Subodaya, there is a conversation between Bharat Maharaj and his father Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes your story things come from your Hiranyakashipu. So wonderfully is telling here. My dear son, association is very important. It acts just like a crystal stone which will reflect anything which is put before it. Similarly, Prabhupada says, similarly, if we associate with the flower-like devotees of the Lord, and if our hearts are crystal clear, then certainly the same action will be there. Another example Prabhupada is given is, if a man is potent and if the woman is not easy, then by their conjugation, definitely there will be conception. In the same way, if the recipient of the spiritual knowledge and the deliverer of the spiritual knowledge are sincere and bona fide, there will be good results. So we should be very careful. We should be very careful to get the knowledge from the right source of it. And he fortunately belongs to one of the four bona fide sampradayas. And also Prabhupada is warning us, please beware of those who are professional in uttering Srimad Bhagavatam. Professional in uttering Srimad Bhagavatam. Sampradaya Hina Ye Mantra Se Nishpare Mataha. If a person does not come under the Sampradaya, and if others, because the Janaki do not give us result, even if a person unfortunately sometime in a bona fide sampradaya is not following the religious code of conduct properly, then also there is a problem. That is why it is mentioned here, we should choose flower-like devotees basically. Flower-like devotees. So, when all these three sources are fine, then there will be wonderful results. What are the three sources? The main Shastric source, the transmitter devotee and also the receiver devotee, when all are bona fide, then there will be wonderful results. There is to start the communication of the spirit, fighting and healing the Srimad Bhagavatam by professional men. And their foolish audience thinks that they will get free from the clutches of material attachment and achieve the life of fearlessness, but that is not the case. Only when we take this knowledge from the right source, definitely the first symptom is we come to the stage of realizing ourselves. Then slowly we get a fit stage for the material things and slowly we achieve to that state of fearlessness.
Also, we'll go to the second part of our discussion today. As I was mentioning in the beginning of the class,
Today is also a very auspicious this subject Sriya Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur. Sri Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur Sriravati Ki Mahamotsav Hogi. I just try to, you know, put out some extract about Sri Haridas Thakur. Let us discuss about the glory of the great Acharya, Namacharya. Sri Haridas Thakur appeared in this world in a village called Buron. Buron in a plain somewhere in Bangladesh. By his great fortune, the land has become blessed. In fact, the chanting of the holy names of Harinama Sankirtana became revealed there because of the appearance of Haridas Thakur. He stayed in that place Buron for some time till Haridas Thakur. Then after some time, he came towards a place known as Puliya near Shantipur. Shantipur is very near to Mayapur. If you go to Mayapur on the way, on the left, on the you will see first is Shantipur. It is the birthplace of Shila Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Haridas Thakur, after some time, he comes to that particular place. Advaita Acharya, having come to know that Haridas Thakur has come, was completely overjoyed. Advaita Acharya was completely overjoyed listening that the great person in the name of Haridas Thakur will be coming to this particular place. Naturally, Sri Haridas Thakur is an eternally liberated associate of the Lord. Haridas Thakur, in the social custom situate, he has taken birth in a Yavana family or a Mohammedan family. Sri Haridas Thakur has taken birth in a Mohammedan family. Strictly speaking, there are, you know, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Lower than a Shudra is considered to be a Sandara who is a God-eater. According to that custom, if you go, lower than a God-eater is a Yavana or a Vaishya. That is their position actually. Srila Haridas Thakur has born in such a Mohammedan family, but Prabhupada cautions here. If you consider human beings and if you consider animals, which is considered to be on the higher plane? Which is considered to be on the higher plane? Human beings. Prabhupada says, if you consider Garuda, he is a third carrier of the Lord. If you consider Hanuman, if you go on Nara, is not a Nara. He is also considered in that particular category. Definitely below humans. Definitely, don't you think they are glorifiable? Garushi and Hanuman. If that is the case, the same holds good for even Haridas Thakur. Even though he is born in a so-called Yavana family, he is an eternally liberated associate of the Lord. Naturally, when Haridas Thakur was in Puliya, many Brahmana residents, they were so happy to look at Sri Haridas Thakur. They used to come every day regularly to have his darshan because they were so happy to see so nicely this Acharya is engrossed in Harinam. So they came to come and pay his obeisances, pay their obeisances. Naturally, when the Mohammedan administrator came to know about this, some person who is born in a Mohammedan family
chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
They were not able to digest this fact. So they decided this person should be pulled for trial. The Mormon came to old Haridas, just give up this chanting and give it a kalma, the prayer of the Mormon. He was suggesting Haridas, hey, you are born in Mormon family, give up your and say the kalma, that is your rightful prayer, you being a Mormon. Please, why don't you say that? Haridas Thakur replied, my dear sir, the Supreme Lord is one, their names might be different. The Hindu Shastra are the Purana and the Muslim Shastra is the Quran. Everyone acts as he is inspired by the Lord or also to I. Some Yavanas become Muslims like me, if some Yavanas become Hindus like me, and some Hindus becomes Yavanas to worship the Lord. Now you can judge me. Very important indication is there. Some Yavanas, if you become Hindus, definitely that is a plus, like Haridas Thakur. Unfortunately, even though born in the midst of Sanatana Dharma, if somebody goes to the level of Mohammedan, that is definitely condemnable, basically. That's what he is trying to highlight. So, the Mohammedan administrators are telling, my brother, just follow your religion. Then there will be nothing for you to worry about. Otherwise, you will be punished. Haridas Thakur says, even if you cut my body into pieces, I will never give up chanting of Harinam. Oh, you look to be so determined. Let me give you nice teaching. There was this assistant, you know, another Yaman, in the name of Mulupati. He said, please take this Haridas and give him 9 lashes in 22 marketplace. If he sustains this, he is claiming himself to be so high, if he sustains this, let us see. So having heard the words of Taji, Gurupati, who is the servant, he made sure to hit to the Haridas, hit him 1922 marketplaces. But even when he was hit like that, Haridas remembered the Lord by chanting Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
And in the happiness of that remembrance, he did not feel any bodily inconvenience. In fact, these Mohammedan administrators tried their very best to harm him. But unfortunately, nothing was, you know, he looked as if untouched, basically, to the Haridas Thakur. Then, the Mohammedan, especially the servant Gurupati, he came to the center of the understood, this person really looks to be saintly. He is not an ordinary person. Then he comes and submits himself to his Haridas, and he says, my dear sir, we are very sorry about it. We are supposed to follow the rules of my Kaji, if not they are going to shave our head. That is why we are done this. So kindly you yourself have to help us. Then Haridas, what he did, just to help them, he went into a sort of a trance and he completely cut off from the external consciousness and he lies down as if he is dead. Looking at this, the Kaji king, what he thought, Haridas Thakur is dead, okay, drown him into the Ganga. When Haridas was drowned into the Ganga river, the body floated, finally it reached the place where he was fully up, basically, and there he got up and he chanted the Mahamantra and he went away. Looking at this, even the Kazi also thought, this person really such seems like he is not an ordinary person, seems to be a very extraordinary. There are so many pastors like this. One, Haridas Thakur, generally Haridas Thakur used to
chant Harinama in a horror of scale like hole at the base of a tree. A huge tree. In fact, the extract says that even now that tree exists in Puliya. This scale still exists near Puliya on the banks of Ganga. What happened? Since the tree was very large, at the roots of the tree there was one poisonous snake exchange. Since it was so poisonous, naturally, you know, the devotees who used to come and meet Haridas, they were very scared to come. One day they requested Haridas, telling that there is one snake here, that is why we will otherwise come here like that. Then Haridas started to worry. He called the snake exchange. He called the snake, "My dear sir, if in fact you are residing here, then I am requesting you that you please leave this place by tomorrow. Otherwise, I myself will definitely leave from here." Hearing these words of the Tahura, the snake immediately came out of its hole and offering obeisances to Haridas Thakur, and it went elsewhere. Seeing this pastime, the devotees were struck with wonder and they developed a whole and deep devotion towards Haridas Thakur. Once Haridas Thakur was happened to come to a village known as Harinobegram. This was predominantly dominated by caste Brahmins that time. Among that religious discussion, one of the Brahmana, he approached Haridas and he told, "Oh Haridas, why do you chant the holy name of the Lord so loudly like a madman?" In the scriptures, it is recommended that one should chant within one's own mind. As a reply to that, for the Brahmana, he gave a reply saying, "My dear sir, the birds, trees and insects cannot chant themselves. But if they get to hear the Harinam, then they also become delivered. If one chants only to himself, then he delivers only himself. But if one chants loudly, the benefit is 100 times greater." This is the conclusion of the scripture. This was the reply of Srila Haridas Thakur. So that is why we should loudly chant, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." He was very annoyed by this wonderful reply of Haridas Thakur. Then he told, "Yes, yes, whatever is told in the Shastra is correct. In Kaliyuga's Shudras will recite the Shastra. Now I am seeing with my own eyes." By hearing this, he is very humble by nature, but still, you know, he just put his head down, he walked away from that place to Haridas Thakur. Within a few days, the Brahmana contracted ulcerous leprosy. The result of Vaishnava Aparas becomes immediately manifest. It is told here, very, very, very strong statement here. In Kaliyuga, Rakshasas will take birth in Brahmana families in order to give trouble to the honest and virtuous people. This is given in Vaishnava Aparas. In Kaliyuga, Rakshasas take birth in Brahmana families in order to give trouble to the honest, virtuous people. How strong and very difficult to write this. The gravity of devotion of Srila Haridas was so high, whenever they do this Pitri Shraddha, they say, no, that is the purification process for forefathers. Whenever it is done, once even Advaita Acharya removes this Pitri Shraddha, naturally when the Shraddha is done, the first offering will be given to very, very high class Brahmana, basically. But Advaita Acharya, looking at the top class, nature, gravity of Haridas, he first offered this offering to Haridas. Just see how great this personality Haridas may be. And also, very wonderful exchange here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas is telling. This,
this particular thing happened in the 4th year of Srimad Pandit when Mahaprabhu exhibited his Mahaprakasa Leela. When he exhibited himself as Adi Purusha, although he was like a devotee, but he exhibited as the great Lord in the 4th year of Srimad Pandit. He was saying, Haridas, when those Vamanas were greeting you, I was ready to destroy with my Sudarshana Chakra. But as you were praying for their welfare, I was unable to do anything. Therefore, I accepted their loan on my own body. Just see the stars are still there on my body. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing to Haridas. Because Haridas is a pure devotee, he was constantly telling, please forgive them. Just like, you know, many other incidents. So that is why Mahaprabhu was personally taking these greetings. To see how glorious this personality may be, because Bhakta Bhagavan, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya is taking the lattice on behalf of this person, Srila Bhagavan Thakur. Just try to understand how glorious he may be. Also, there is one more wonderful story. I would like to narrate another two, maybe another 10 minutes. How controlled was his senses? How determined was in his vows? How determined was in executing devotional service Haridas was? When he was involved in a place known as Kanapola in chanting the Harinam for 3 lakhs means right every day, about his vow, 3 lakhs times daily every day. Naturally what happened, all the residents surrounded there, they were very happy with him, they were glorifying him. Naturally, again, one of the Brahmanas in the name of Ramachandra Khan was very annoyed by his jealousy towards him. He somehow wanted to put him down. He tried all various means, but somehow could not able to find any voice with Haridas Thakur. So what he did, the best astra is the Puna in this world. So what he did is, he just wanted to take the help of a very beautiful society lady, and he wants to create his vow and want to make him cheap. This Ramachandra Khan told that lady, he's in the party standing regularly, why don't you seduce him and break his vow? Then what I will do, I'll bring my constable and I'll arrest him. And this lady says, please wait, but let me go and try, then he can come. That's what this lady told him. When the lady entered his courtyard, there was a wonderful Tulsi Maharani, Tulsi plant. The lady paid obeisance to Tulsi Maharani, paid obeisance to Haridas, and she expressed her desire. You are so handsome, so beautiful, so young. Which woman do not lose her senses? I am also victim of the same thing. Why don't you accept me? So Haridas says, definitely I will fulfill your desire, but first, please sit for some time. I have bought a daily vow of chanting 3 lakh times. Let me finish it, then let me attend to you. So then he slowly started chanting in front of her. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This was going on. This was going on and on and on. Then the sun came up. Then naturally, that lady thought, okay, today I lost the chance. She went away. She went and addressed her master Ramachandra Khan, telling that this was what happened. But second day the Swami is saying that something will happen. Second day she entered. She paid obeisance to Tulsi Maharani. She looked at the things, whatever is happening here. She paid obeisance to Tulsi Maharani. She paid obeisance to Haridas Thakur. She sat there very satisfactorily. Again Haridas says, so today also, you know, like unfortunately, I was not able to finish my rounds. Let me finish this. Please wait and listen for this some time, then definitely I will satisfy you. So by saying this, he started saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Unfortunately, even second day passed away, she was a little bit annoyed this time. What is this? She went away and informed the same thing to Ramachandra Khan. So the third night, she told, definitely, see, this particular month, I have taken a vow of chanting 1 crore times, 10 million, 1 crore, right? Yes, 1 crore names. So tomorrow will be my last day. If I finish that, then I am free. So definitely, so that lady was very determined. Today something will happen. She came very early in the evening with me that day. Again, look at the narration. She paid obeisance to Tulsi Maharani, paid obeisance to Haridas Thakur, she sat. That night ended while Haridas Thakur was chanting, but by association the mind of the prostitute had changed. So the constant hearing of a few devotees, Harina, paying obeisance to Tulsi Maharani, gradually changed her heart. The prostitute now purified, surrendered the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur and confessed that Ramachandra Khan had appointed her to pollute him. He said, Haridas Thakur said, my dear lady, I knew about this. But since you have come to my cottage, I personally took the vow of staying here for 3 more days, personally to purify you. That's why I stayed here. That's what Haridas Thakur said. Then she begged Haridas, saying that I'm completely a fallen, very impure personality. Please help me and accept me as your disciple. Haridas Thakur says, do one thing, I will go away from this place. You stay here permanently. Worship this Tulsi Maharani regularly and continuously chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And do also, along with that, whatever wealth you have accumulated, go and distribute it to the Brahmana. Come and stay here lifelong. That lady is exactly like that and she becomes a celebrated devotee still. Many Vaishnavas used to come and pay obeisance, remembering the glory of Srila Haridas Thakur. Srila Haridas Thakur Mahasaya Renki. The last passing of the day, the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Very glorious, very wonderfully narrated by the author Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj. Another 10 minutes left, try to hear the passing away of Srila Haridas Thakur. Because today is Tiruvati of Srila Haridas Thakur Prabhuki. This particular pastime of passing away of Haridas Thakur happened in Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. Since he was a Mohammedan by birth, he wanted to follow the social etiquette also. Since he was a Mohammedan, he was not allowed to enter into the temple of Jagannath Puri. So he always used to look at the Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord used to pay obeisance and used to stay behind. Mahaprabhu loved Haridas so much. He could have come because he's a Mahatma, but unfortunately he was not allowed because of this rigid social custom. Just to please Haridas Thakur Mahaprabhu, after attending Mangalarati in Jagannath Puri, he used to personally collect the Mahaprasad and every day used to hand it over to Haridas Thakur. That was the fortune Haridas had. Like this, the life was going on. One day, the personal assistant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Govinda, brought this Mahaprasad to Haridas Thakur. That time, Haridas Thakur looked like he was so sick. He was falling on his back and he chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He looked so sick. He said, Acharya, please wake up. I have brought Mahaprasadam for you. Haridas Thakur, he says, "Oh Govinda, I have my own goals to follow, but still I am not finished. How can I take? But you have brought the Mahaprasadam of Purushottama Jagannath. How can I say no also?" So what he did, he took little prasadam and he started chanting. This information of his physical status was conveyed to Mahaprabhu. The next day, Mahaprabhu himself came to have a look at Shilhavida. Next day, the second day, Mahaprabhu went to Haridas, came and inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas Thakur offered his obeisances to the Lord and he replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence is not all right." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what you are extracting? Is this Haridas? Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I have not completed my wrongs yet." How many of us feel that we are in a diseased state if it does not complete our rounds before the baseball period? Mahaprabhu says, "Haridas, now you have become old. Please reduce your chant every day. Because you are already a liberated personality, therefore you need not follow this regulative principle. Let us try to understand this important instruction. Prabhupada very nicely mentioned, from sadhana bhakti, a bhakta gets prema bhakti. From sadhana bhakti gets prema bhakti. A Vaishnava bhakti has to follow a very strict sadhana bhakti or the regulated life. So here, he has already reached the Mahabhagavata saying, where is the question of sadhana bhakti for you, Haridas? Please reduce your rounds. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general, and you have already sufficiently preached this glory to everyone. So please reduce your rounds," Mahaprabhu is saying. So Haridas says, "My dear Lord, I have one request for you. I am born in an inferior family. And my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men." This is what Haridas is feeling, thinking that he is a lower than a Shudra. "I am unseeable. Nobody can see me. I am untouchable. Nobody can touch me," Haridas is telling. "But my dear Lord Gauranga, you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from the serious condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform." This is what Haridas Thakur is telling. "My dear Lord, you are fully independent, Lord. You are fully independent. You also act according to your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me also dance in so many ways in this life. For example, when I was offered the Smartha Patra Dali Sapradhi Pitri Braga, which should be offered to the first class Brahmana, it was offered to me who was born in a family of meat eaters. How glorious you may be. My dear Lord, I have only one great desire left, and I beg that you please satisfy this one desire of mine." This is what Haridas Thakur is taking Sriman Mahaprabhu. Haridas says, I know, Mahaprabhu, you are going to end this particular leela in this world very soon. I know this. But, I do not want to see that particular pastime. I do not want to see that particular leela of you disappearing from this world. I do not want to see that. So please tell me before you perform that pastime. This is my earnest desire," Haridas Thakur is telling. "I think that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastime. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall in your presence. I used to cast your lotus like face upon my heart and see your moon like face. With my tongue I will chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He wanted to chant like this, he said, this is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. He is requesting the great Lord Mahaprabhu. The most merciful Lord Gauranga, by your mercy it is possible. Kindly grant me this desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. This is the perfection of my desire, he says. My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But tell you, Haridas, I am feeling happiness because of your here in your association in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I am deriving happiness because of your presence in Puri. If you leave me, do you think that will be befitting to me? Haridas says, my dear Mahaprabhu, please do not try to create illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me some mercy. There are many respectable personalities available here, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. If some insignificant ant like me, Haridas, passes away, if an ant dies in this material world, where is the Lord? Haridas is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are always affectionate to your devotees and just an imitation devotees. Nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. This is my expectation, my dear Lord. Haridas says. This seems to be very genuine statement from Haridas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu having heard, he left to follow, to perform his noon, duty. And there was also a discussion that next day I am going to return Haridas. The next morning after visiting Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, went eagerly to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur and they paid their respects at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Then he asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now he is asking, my dear Haridas, so what is the news? He says, Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, whatever is your mercy, you can please bestow upon me. Upon hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately started a great congregation chanting in the courtyard, and the lead dancer was Vakreshwar Pandit. Sitrishila Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhuji. Vakreshwar Pandit is a great dancer. When Vakreshwar Pandit used to dance, Mahaprabhu used to sing so nicely. When he used to sing so nicely, he used to dance so nicely. You know, this was the competition. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author says, who was just uttered the name of Vakreshwar Pandit? Vakreshwar Pandit, he gets Gaura Prema. Who do not want Gaura Prema? Can we shout loudly? Vakreshwar Pandit! This is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who will take this name, they get Gaura Prema. So this Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Rayan, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu began to display the holy attributes of Sriman Haridas Thakur. When Mahaprabhu was displaying the transcendental attributes of Haridas, it seemed like Mahaprabhu had five different mouths. He was so much glorifying Haridas. The more he displayed, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur from the Jini. Sri Haridas Thakur made Mahaprabhu, Sri Jagannath Sandeshwaramaji, Sri Haridas Thakur made Mahaprabhu to sit in front of him because he is a powerful being. He made him sit in front of him. And he fixed his height like two bumper feet on the lotus feet of the Lord. He holds the lotus feet of the Lord, Mahaprabhu on his heart. I took the dust of feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head, who? Hazrat Kapoor. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Again and again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hazrat Kapoor chanted this holy name again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes, Haridas Thakur's eyes. Just look at the scenario in which Marxist prayed Haridas Thakur is trying to disappear. By chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hari Hari Haridas! He has his light hair and left his body. See the disappearance, see the glorious nature, see the glorious situation of Haridas. Seeing that the wonderful disappearance of Haridas Thakur, by his own will, everybody remembered the way Bhishma Pitama has left. Because he chose, while I am dying, I want to touch your lotus feet. I want to look at your lotus feet, Chauranga. He chose and he left Haridas. There was a tremendous noise as they all chanted the holy name. Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Then the Lord, Mahaprabhu, was smiling lifted. Hazrat Thakur placed him on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. When Mahaprabhu started like this, all his principal associates like Ramananda Raya, Swaroop Damodar Goswami Maharaj, they also started chanting with him. Then finally, the body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carry at the bishop and ages and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the Buddhist procession and Vasudeva Pandi along with other devotees chanted and danced before him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, from this day onward, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site. How many of you taken part in that sea in Jagannath Puri? Please raise your hand. What is your option? You all should go and take part in that sea. Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur and then the clear the remnants of Lord Jagannath sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After digging a hole in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath Sadha's silken robe, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth were placed on that body. All around the body, the devotees performed the congregational chanting and the Vakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation. So this transcendental hand, Bhima Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the bodies of the Haridas Thakur with chanting, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari! The devotees covered the bodies of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the side. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Simhadwara gate of Jagannath Mandir, Jagannath Temple. After he went towards the Simhadwara gate, Mahaprabhu is spread out his cloth and is taking prasadam from all the shopkeepers there. And personally taking prasadam for a festival honoring the passing away of this great Haridas Thakur. Please, please give me alms. See the glorious nature of Haridas. What should be gravity of Haridas? That the absolute truth, Mahaprabhu Jagannath is personally taking prasadam to distribute for making it a festival on his disappearance. Look at the glorious nature of Haridas. When he was doing like this, his chief assistant Swaroop Damodar Prabhu, he stopped it. Mahaprabhu, you please sit. I will collect from the shopkeepers. Then they collected apples and they distributed it to all the assembled devotees like anything. Mahaprabhu's arms are big. So he used to tell them, please give them more prasad. Please give them more prasad so that they can eat till here. They can eat till here. So they all ate the Mahaprasad.
And of course, afterwards it was joined by Mahaprabhu also. Over and back with ecstatic love, Sriman Mahaprabhu offered the benediction to all the devotees. With all the devotees heart with great satisfaction, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in King Haridas Thakur. This is the Haridas Thakur, the Devadiki Mahamurthavati. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me this association of Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu is saying. Being independent in his desires, today he has broken that association. When Haridas wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to retain him. He just left on his own, just like we are heard from the scripture that Bhishma has left. Mahaprabhu is telling, in a mixture of pleasure and pain, he is uttering these words. Thereafter, Mahaprabhu said farewell to all the devotees and he left with mixed feelings of happiness and distress. Finally, the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj, is saying, first I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. This is the benediction Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj has given for those who hear this glorious, victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Finally, to conclude, the last two statements I would like to read with regard to the chanting of the holy name. Because Mahaprabhu placed him as Nama Acharya, that is, he is the Acharya for the holy name. So Haridas Thakur comments, let us listen about holy name, because that is a Yuga Dharma for us. So we should be very careful by executing this particular process. Nama Acharya to Haridas Thakur continues. If one offensively utters the holy name, even imperfectly, one can be free from the results of sinful life. I repeat again, very interesting, please try to understand. If one offensively utters the holy name, even imperfectly, one can be free from the results of sinful life. Chanting the holy names of the Lord is Yuga Dharma, definitely it should be our daily sadhana. But we should slowly, gradually should come to the stage of offenseless chanting. Even if you do imperfectly, but you are doing offenselessly, you can get rid of all your sins. That is what Namacharya Haridas Thakur is saying. Finally, he gives us some clue also for us. Sadhana Bhakta, he gives a clue, Haridas Thakur. He says, as Haridas reveals in Harinam Chintamani, this constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the only way to actually attain offenseless chanting. This is the solution it is. If we are offensively chanting Harinam, gradually we have to keep on chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Surely this will take us to the level of offenseless chanting, and every great devotee of the Lord has performed this sadhana as a means to attain perfection in bhakti. Shri Srila Haridas Thakur Mahajaya ki
Jai.
Haridas Thakur Srila Vasudevi Mahamotsav ki
Jai.
Shri Srila Mahamotsav ki
Jai. Shri
Srila Rudramanandi
ki Jai.
Any questions, any comments?
Prabhu, what is the difference between imperfect chanting and offensive chanting? Can you clarify?
What is the difference between imperfect chanting and offensive chanting?
imperfect chanting names may not be properly uttering the name. I heard from some of the Maharaj that some of the Chinese could not able to properly utter Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There was one devotee, before coming in contact with the devotee, instead of pronouncing Hare, he used to take it in the way they pronounce in English, Hare. Say Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is the perfect chanting. But if it is done in a very innocent way, not singing it, that is also considered. That is in a way considered as an imperfect chanting. But often still chanting is considered to be very serious. Singing in the morning, after the Mangala, after the 10 offenses, very strictly we have to abide by that. And before these 10 offenses, the mother of all offenses, it is told. It is the mother of all offenses. Inattentive chanting is the mother of all offenses. So first, we should attentively hear, then followed by these chanting, we have to very nicely take care so that our bhakti, prema bhakti and our bhakti yoga is not shaken. This is the difference. Yes, Mataji. Mataji.
Actually, if you see outside the main temple, there is a board there, it says only Hindus are allowed. So as you mentioned that this is a very age-old custom in Kerala temple, that they allow only Hindus inside, and those who are following the Christian, Muslim or Parsi faith, they are not allowed. Even if you see some of our politicians, they are not allowed inside. They don't think to go inside the temple, but it's like Gandhi and others, they are called in. So that has come down from quite a long time. Bhagavad Thakur maintained that etiquette of not trying to force his entry to the temple. And so it stayed out, and it is true that Lord Brahma has given this benediction that anyone who has darshan of the Neela Chakra, on the top of the temple, then he is guaranteed of liberation. So in this way, Haridas Thakur followed the social etiquette. At the same time, he was also fortunate to have darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Prabhupada, no doubt, condemns this. He was not happy with this, way, basically, how it is happening there. But still, he suggested to not offend the pandas because they worship in their own way. But that is also not correct from their side to abstain devotees, basically. But it has come as the old custom. Very unfortunate that he could not able to go. But still, as Sri Prabhu told, by looking at the Sudarshan Chakra, Brahmaji promises, that God could have seen the law, and he says that by paying for greater obeisances to the Sudarshan Chakra, they will be awarded mukti. If they come to know whether they are a so-called Muslim or a so-called Christian, they still do not allow them. There is no such thing actually. They don't still. So there are so much with their customs. Yes,
sir. Why was the student abominable? Abominable from Brahma to it. Because he told the Kaun, the question is, Haridas Thakur is an eternally associate of the Lord. Why was put into such an abominable task as a Mohammedan? But why was given so mercilessly? If I am not wrong, Haridas Thakur is Brahma, is Brahmaji. During the passage in Vrindavan, when Lord Krishna was playing along with his cowboy boy, he thought them to be very ordinary, and he wanted to, he smashed some of the bones basically, thinking that, let me see what will happen. The more he used to get, the more, it was constant. I feel he thought it to be an offense. That is the reason he might have come as a Mohammedan.
There is some mention that some of the great souls appeared in those families which are considered not of a high class, in order to show that the Lord, when he bestows mercy, then it is not on usually high class family. There are other instances, have you noticed that this morning I read that? Haridas Thakur born in a mountain family, and then the Lord appeared as a hog, and that is one of the instances he mentioned there, to show that the Lord shows mercy on all classes of people. It's not just that the story appears in an aristocratic family.
Need not be, because if you look in that way, even Anuma is one, Garuda is a bird, sensitivity much lower, bird compared to human, if you think in terms of human level. But nothing like, this distinction is only here, but not there. All are much different.
Then if you see Pandavas, they underwent so much hardship, they didn't have any previous son. The Lord put them to all kinds of hardship.
This is the philosophy of Srila Prabhupada. Yes, just accordingly.
One more thing is that you mentioned of the four Varnas, Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Then that goes three more down. First comes the lesser, the needy one. They are the one step below Shudra. The second are the Yavanas, because they don't make any distinction of the relationship among the human beings. The last class is the doctor. They are considered So it goes in that direction. Lesha, the meat eater, the Yamuna, and then actually the Sandhava. They are like the dog eater. Dog is meat eating his own food. Most of them.
Any other suggestions? How much? We discussed something.